Over there, and so the thing is with this, that if you're going to say divrei rav or divrei talmud, so by charashot of the cousin, you don't have that. So therefore, in that case, you should say that it should be good, the shlichus. Because there's no divrei rav or divrei talmud. So what Reb Chaim is saying, that it's no good because you can't transfer. What does that do then? Do you follow?
It's a bardas.
In other words, it's not a bardas. So therefore, Reb Chaim is saying that the halacha of Gizlai Shlichus V'Aveira is not a halacha in the Maisa Shlichus. It's a halacha in the transferring the Avera. Okay? Transferring the Avera. That's the halacha in Shlichus V'Aveira. You can't transfer the Chomer or the Avera. So the question is, so he says, because you see by Pekech we hold that that's not Shlichus altogether. So what's the Gemara asking? The one who asks Akasha, by the way, is the Pnei Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is Reb Chaim answering? So Pashas Reb Chaim is saying is like this, that we say that Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, why? Because we say that you can't transfer the other guy's Mais HaVera to you if you didn't do it. So it's true there's no Shlichus, but over here, the fact that the Maisa of the Chereshot of the Kutin is considered not your Maisa, so you can't transfer it either. That's what he's saying. Do you follow?
Mm-mm. Go on.
In other words, like this, that the whole reason he needs Shlichus by Pekech, by Chereshot of the Kutin, is why? Because by Chereshot of the Kutin, when once you say that he has a din shliach, because of that funny type of shlichus, so it makes his maisa a different maisa than yours. And since the klal is ein shlichus v'aveira, so the klal is that you can't transfer another guy's maisa v'aveira to you. The only thing is what separates off his maisa from your maisa. So most learned Bnei Yeshua learn that's your maisa, because you sort of set it up and you instigated it, and that's enough by Me'ilah. But if you're going to say that's enough by Me'ilah, what's the Gemara spring condition? Because by Me'ilah, that's enough.
It's unique to Me'ilah.
Yeah, by Me'ilah, that's right. It's unique to Me'ilah that Chereshot of Kutin, you don't need a bar, there aren't even no shlichus. All you need is to set up the situation and to cause him to be nichalei. That whole situation, that's all you need for Me'ilah. So what's the Gemara asking by Me'ilah that there's no shlichus there altogether? Right? So Reb Chaim is answering that no, that the halacha is not that shlichus v'aveira has to do with transferring the mice of error. That if the other guy does a mice of error, you can't be nanish because of that. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now the question is, by Chereshot of a Kutin, whose mice is it? Is it your mice? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua learns, is your mice. So he says, what's the more asking in Shluchu of error? You don't need shlichus over there by Me'ilah. So Reb Chaim says no. He says that by Chereshot of a Kutin, it's considered a separate type of shlichus. Just like the shlichus by the Kiyutan. Okay? Now what does that shlichus do? That shlichus doesn't create a din shliach, but it separates his maisa from yours.
But what do you mean it separates his maisa?
In other words, it gives his maisa din maisa.
Which then transfers to him.
Which what?
Which then transfers to you because
which,
of this.
Which would transfer to you if you held
Shlichus
Ravera. But since we all named Shlichus Ravera, they can't transfer another guy's Maisa. So how could you transfer? So how could he be Chayev? Because since it's considered another guy's Maisa, so it's not your Maisa. And you can't transfer the Choma Ravera from the other guy to you. So once you set it up as the other guy's Maisa, so then you can't transfer it anymore. So therefore, that's what the Gemara means, Ein Shlichus Ravera. See, now I don't think he learns that Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama, the way we're learning it. Because then you're going to have a problem, you're going to be back in the same problem again. Because over there, there was no Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama. But I think the way he's learning is differently. That the Gemara's question is, why is it that by Shlichus, we won't say by Tvar Vera, the institution abides? And the answer is, the reason why we don't say that is because it would be a tarantid asasri to another institution. And that's the institution of Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. So because they're both a tarantid asasri, so that's why the Torah did not allow Shlichus to override the general halacha of Divrei Rav Divrei Tam. But Divrei Rav Divrei Tam is not a specific decision. It's a general trend. It's a universal. That because Divrei Rav Divrei Tam, so Shlichus could never be allowed to transfer. Because it would be against that principle. Do you follow? Mm-hmm.
It would be against, I'm sorry, what?
That principle. So therefore, it's a universal idea. So now everything goes very well according to our plan. Because we have this universal idea that in Shlichus Ravera, which means that by Shlichus, the Torah canceled it out when it came to Dvar Vera because of the Klal of Divrei Rav Divrei Tama. Right? Mm-hmm. And what is Halacha? Halacha is that you can't transfer one guy's Maisa to you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So over here, by Cheresh Hatzav HaKotten, it has a din of another guy's Maisa. And since it has a din of another guy's Maisa, so the klal is that you can't transfer it to you. That's what the Gemara says, and Shlichus Dvar Vera. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Let me see if I can make it simpler.
Yeah,
Rabbi, is that similar to like you can't make a shavua against Torah?
I guess you might say it is. Just give me a second. Has one meaning that you can't transfer the mice of error from one guy to another guy. So therefore, it doesn't matter if it's Shlichus. You simply can't have such a phenomenon. So therefore, by Me'ila, since it's considered the mice of the Cheresh Hatzav HaKotten, so you can't transfer the Avera to the Mishalech. So how could you want to say Mishalech is Chayev?
And why is it expressed as Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud?
That's the universal. That the reason why Shlichus, you don't say, you don't, the institution can't exist in the presence of the institution of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, because it's a Tata Zazer.
In the normal case, there's
going to
be a
Divrei
Rav, Divrei Talmud. And therefore, the Torah didn't extend the mechanism of Shlichus when it comes to Avera.
That's right.
Even though in this case, you can't quite say it, because it's a Cheresh Hatzav HaKotten, but that's why across the board it didn't
apply. No, it's not that he made that decision, and the decision is bottled, because he can't be makabel. It's a general principle. Ordinary, we have an institution of Shlichus, and over here it's bottled. Why is it bottled? Because we have a general principle, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, which goes against the principle of Shlichus. So therefore, it's a tie to the sasri, so they can't coexist. Okay? But in essence, what's the din? The din is not that there's no transfer of Shlichus. But then there's another guy's Avera, can't be transferred to you.
So what's the Bachayef?
So by Chereshat V'Katan, it's considered another Gazalera, because it's considered a automatic type of Shlichus. That's what I think it means.
It would be in line with the Shittas who say it doesn't work by Shovi also.
That's right.
Right,
because it doesn't work by Shovi.
Right, even though you can't really say there are Dhamma there, but it doesn't apply by Avera.
That's right. He says so you can't just cash from Shovi.
Right, that's a Machlokas, I think.
That's
right,
Machlokas.
But according to the side, this would be in line with the side. They said they wouldn't apply by Shovi.
That's the Ritva.
Right.
So we're stuck on the question of how the Baal is chayiv in that case.
What's that?
So the question then is how the Baal can be chayiv in that case.
Right.
Well, the Gemara says, because this is an exception to the rule. Chay chayiv mechuna.
Mm-hmm. You just, because here's a question.
But it's not our question, so we're chayiv explaining the Gemara's question.
It is going to say. The only thing that bothers me is that since the Chereshat V'Katan, there is no Maisa Avera to begin with.
No dots.
Little's bothering me.
So how could you transfer it? But I guess it means you transfer the Gufa Maisa.
Right, and then it becomes an Avera.
Well,
that's what the correlation was with the elephant, right?
Right.
There was no Maisa there either.
Well, there was a Maisa. But the elephant is considered a shliach, because so, shliach is defined in terms of you.
Yeah, so the Chereshat V'Katan is not going to be any worse than that?
No. By Chereshat V'Katan, over there you're trying to show that he's a shliach because you need an Erev. It's a positive thing. Over there we're talking about a Dvar V'Erev. Negative thing. So the question is, if it's not really an Averev, and you're telling me ain't shliach a Dvar V'Erev, you can't transfer it. But over here is an exception, so you do transfer it. But where is it? Where is the Maisa Avera?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The answer is you transfer the phenomenon, and it becomes in his hands. Once you transfer it, then it becomes a Maisa Avera.
I understand, but it doesn't start off on the ground. It doesn't get off the ground to begin with. I mean,
no, it does.
Yeah?
Because he's saying that you can transfer... You can transfer the other guy's Maisa to you.
Right.
So it doesn't matter that the Chereshat V'Katan is not chayav in it. He still did a Maisa where he defiled Hegdish.
That's defined as a Maisa defiling Hegdish even in Avagabra?
Yeah, because the Maisa by nature is a defilement of Hegdish.
Like he's taking the Hegdish out, he's being none of the Hegdish or whatever.
He's still doing the Maisa from his chayav, as you're saying.
That's right.
Could you also say that the Gemara's question condition is just based on a regular case? Gemara condition doesn't bring in the Chereshat V'Katan. We're the ones bringing it in.
So what?
It's the question is in a regular case when Pikech does the Mila. Why is the Baal Bayis chayav?
No, because Reb Chaim shows from that case that you see it has nothing to do with Shlichus.
I know you can show from the Chereshat V'Katan case how Mila works.
I take off the So you see, by Me'ilah, has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I see. You learn from the guy, I see. It transfers you without us.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, wow. So even when the guy has dust, it's not functioning because of dust.
That's right. It's because of the universal. It's not because of particular. That's what I think it means. Okay, now I think we should do Gemara Bava Metzia.
Yeah. I get the
whole count. I'm going
to tell you. Yishamiyada es rabbi. Keichad es lo yar. Chachanami es la.
Just like she has a yar. The kitana. So she has a chatzar also. Amar sovar.
Also, Shlichus is Rabbi.
Okay. Right. Rashi.
Ki mishum yada shabai.
Yeah.
Tachsev nasam biyada. Biyada reshu samashma k'desu es kaf v'ikach es kol arzo biyada. Biyada can refer to the reshas.
So the chotzer. So the chotzer is an extension of the bar. Right? Okay.
Ki echad es lo yad. So once she's old enough to guard her guest, she's migrashas. The lomi rachmana la shota the mishalcha v'yichazaras. No exclusion is a shota because she's the young sin. She'll go right back. So kata k'tana has a yad. So it's up to shalom chazer because the chazer mishir yad.
Because in other words, you don't really. It's not a kinyan yad because the kata is not shaykh in the kinyan yad. So halacha simply, you got to place the get in her yad. So anything that has a din of yad, the makayim and nasam biyada. Correct? The makayim and nasam biyada. Now there's a separate halacha that there's an extraneous requirement that she shouldn't be mishalcha v'chazeres, and that's a level of das. But it's not yad of kinyan. It's yad simply of placement.
Rishus?
Yeah. Okay. You have to place the get in her rishus. So it's not a kinyan yad. It's a rishus yad. And so halacha simply you got to place it in her yad, on her yad. So now chutzah, the question is, why does chutzah work? It's not her yad. So one yama holds that's an extension of yad. Okay? Right? So therefore you're Makayim, you place it in a yad.
Let me ask you, could you distinguish between her yad mamish and a chatzah, because a yad is a person and a chatzah is like a technical halacha characteristic of a rishus?
Yeah, but the question is, you see, we know that chutzah works. That we know from the Masorah, that chutzah works. So the only question is, what vehicle does it use?
Okay.
A katan doesn't have a yad d'oraisa?
A katana?
Yeah, a katana.
Not for kinyan.
No?
So you could be kona, just not makna.
No, that's a different law. That's das acheres maknas.
We wouldn't have das acheres by the case of get the baal.
I mean, do you employ das acheres? You don't. Apparently, you don't have to. It just says nasim biyada.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have kavana for das acheres mind. You don't have to have a mind. I'm being mocked to her with das acheres. Because if that were the case, it wouldn't work by chutzah.
Because?
Because that's not the yad of kinyan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the yad of kinyan.
If chutzah is mishum yada, it wouldn't be a yad of kinyan?
No. It's not the yad of kinyan. It's the yad, the physical yad. They simply place it out on her yad.
Mm-hmm.
And chutzah is considered her yad. But for the yad of kinyan, it wouldn't work. Because she has no kinyan. The cotton doesn't have any kinyan. Unless he uses the mechanism of das acheres. But there's no many own, there's no one that it says he has to have mind as affairs.
Even though you mean he has to have das, that he's giving das nasina, that he's giving her the get, no?
Yeah, he has to have mind.
So that's not das, that's not.
It's not das affairs, mind.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Want to do the next Rashi?
Yeah.
So, Mishum Shlichos is Rabbi. Midirabi Rahmana Shlichos Ladam, since the Torah included that a person could do Shlichos, Kidatanya Vishilach, Melamecha Ish Osa Shliach, Vishilcha Melamecha Isha Osa Shliach, Isravoy Nami Chatera, Navilaki Shlucha. So just like you can make a Shliach, or you could also make a Chatzer, you could use your Chatzer to what it works like a Shliach.
The Chatzer will work like a Shliach. Me, the Rabbi Rahman Shlichus, or Adam, the Sanya, the Shilach, and I mentioned the Shilach, the Shilach, the Shilach, and the Shilach, the Shilach, the Binami Hatsay, or the Havila, the Shilach. In other words, you hope that has nothing to do with Yad. The yad is limited to our yad, and the chutzah you can't include in that. But the halacha of what? The halacha of shliach, that could work. That could work. So how does that work?
Because it's part of the shliach. And here she's a pardash.
No, that's what I'm saying. Shliach won't work if she's a katana. But how does it work in general? How does it cost her a shliach?
That's like you're saying this week, though.
Well, it's not commuting two things.
That's what I'm saying. Just like she doesn't have shlichus, it's not she's not going to be able to use chatzar.
Correct. So then it wouldn't work. Then it wouldn't work by katana. That's the machlokes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very shlokish mishima, I'm calling katana in la chatzar in la avramas. I'm very often a mishima riyana, I'm a yesh la chatzar, yesh la avramas.
Right.
That's the machlokes.
That's the machlokes.
So that's what it comes down to. If it's working through yad, just like the katana has yad, she could have a chatzar. If chatzar works through shliach, then just like the katana can't have a shliach, she can't have a chatzar.
She can't have a chatzar, right. Okay, good.
It's interesting, how does it work as a shliach? It's not, forget about the tana. It's strange, how does your yad, if not a shliach? How does your chatzar
work?
And
how does
it work?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see by Hechsher. Is it so different?
By Hechsher.
By Hechsher, the box becomes your shliach.
Okay, so should we go further?
Yeah.
So me gamanda alma chatzar mishum shlichas is rabbi. Does anyone actually say that the chatzar is working through shlichas? Yeah, Tanya. I think it's talking about Vigneva,
right?
Right, Mitzvah and Vigneva. So Biyodo, Ainli, Eliyodo. I only know if I find the Vigneva in his Yad. Gagav Achtseva Karpifa Minayin. Tamalomar, Himatse, Timatse, Mikal Makam. That even if you find it in his Chatzar, Isa, that I got Chatzar Mishum Shlichas is Rabbi. And Kiamatzina Shlichas Varavera. I'm an angel Varavera. Chatzar is doing a Vera for you.
So if you're going to say a
chutzah,
so you're going to violate the principle.
What are you going to do to get around your tongue in this case?
Shlichus, not about
that. So how could the chutzah work with the shlichus?
Yeah.
I see shlichus are there. Okay. So what's the Gemara saying?
I'm a Ravina. Hey, Chad, I'm in a Nishal Zvaravera. When do we say it is a very high of the Shilch Barchi Yuva? Only when the Shilch is Barchi Yuva. Hala l'chatsa d'la Barchi Yuva. Mechaya Shalcha.
Did you skip something?
Did I?
Did you skip Rashi's? I don't know if it matters.
Yeah, I don't think I skipped the Gemara. Unless, maybe I just have it online. I don't know, unless the Gemara has a...
No, I think that you do where you went straight.
You do Rashi. You don't do Rashi?
Oh, yeah, there's two Torahs.
Yeah, it's two Torahs.
Okay. So the first Torah is what?
It's a Ravina. So he says
it's
Ravina's
Torahs. So what is the Torahs?
Shem Baravera, if the person, if the Shliach is a Barchi Yuma, Right? And Rashi explains, Barthiyubahu Shafu Musral Davar. Also, Patar Shalayat, Tamrin Lay, the Rav, the Ratamat, the Mishamim, Layla Lassos.
If it's a Barthiyubah.
Right, but if it's not a Barthiyubah, you can't say the Rav.
Right, by Chatzar.
Right, by Chatzar, so therefore you really do say Shalayat.
I wouldn't say Shalayat, you'll say Shalayat for Rav.
Right.
Because the concept of Ein Shlichus V'Avera can't apply in such a kind of Shlichus.
Right.
So it's just a mechanism of Shlichus for transference. Right. But it's not real Shlichus. It doesn't have the accidental features of Shlichus. Because it can't, because you can't think of a rabbit with a tongue. That's irrational, right? Because it's an inanimate object. But if it's a person, so then we say, Devarav, the Ritav, the Baby Shaman. So therefore, it's not the Safi to the Shlichus. So that's what we say in Shlichus Varavar. But over here, it's just a mechanism of transition. Okay?
Was there how many, or are they just bringing out that Chiluk?
That's the Chiluk.
Okay.
And that's the Maskana. Yeah. Hey, come in, and then she's over there. Hey, for the Shlichus Varavar. But by Chotzer, the love Barchi Yuvo, Mechayev Sholcho. But by Chotzer, where it's not a Barchi Yuvo, so the Meshaleach is Chayev. Because the Chotzer has no choice. Okay, so therefore that property, that detail, is that each of the Avera is not applicable. And you're only applying the general principle. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Element Avda, Omer, Leisha, the Eved, Ugan Vali. So if you tell an Isha or an Eved, go steal something from me, the love, and the Yuvan Inu, Achanami, and the Pesh Shalchan. So Rashi, and Amphitheim, and Shalim, the Tanhim, Shechabalach, and Amphitheim. So the Eved or the Isha, they're not going to be Chai for Geneva because they're not in their own Roshos. So, therefore, if you tell them to do it, they're not going to leave upon, therefore you should say Shlichus.
Right. They're not going to leave. Why? Because they don't have any property.
Right.
But they're probably in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct?
Right, that's the problem.
Right, the very rabbi, how much does it apply? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's problem?
That's right. So what does Rashi say? It's what's more answer.
My answer is Amra Isha Ve'eved B'nei Chiyuvanin. They are B'nei Chiyuvanin. Hashtim Yalas L'Hilishlume. It's just that now they don't have the ability to pay the Tanan. It's Garsha Isha and it's Shachar Shalim. So you see, after they get divorced or free, they are hired to pay. So really, they are B'nei Chiyuvanin intrinsically. They just, they don't currently have the funds.
That's what I have to understand.
It's
a question what the Hadmin is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even Maskan is not saying because there's an Issa, it's still saying because there's a Yuva.
It's a Chalos.
Right, there's a Chalos. Right, there is a Chalos. Right, there is a Chalos, just they can't
address
it all now.
That's correct. Because if there were, apparently if there were no Chalos in Mammon, you couldn't say it's us.
You can say it's Asur, or
you're... It would be Asur, but not a major Asur.
So
this
Gemara says,
love
the
but it wouldn't come on the Devarav?
Yeah, it wouldn't come on the Devarav. Like, let's say, Pachas Meshav Pata. But there we say there's a Chiyo.
Shas Mechila?
Yes, so, you, what was your question?
I'm saying it would still be an Avera. I mean, the Avera should still apply.
So, if none of us are more assuming if that were the case, why are they put them on the shaman?
Because they don't have money.
That's what the Gemara says.
Right. So why is that anything to do with it? And still the Ratan still asked them to do it, so she still said
that the fact that they're not chayav on shalom doesn't prove anything about the Maaseh Avera. That's just a delayed chiyuv. The chiyuv is everything is chal. It's a regular hisur neiva. No different. The only thing is that the chiyuv tashlumin can't take place till later.
Well, let's say there was an ad, the chiyuv tashlumin wouldn't, it wouldn't come about when they get divorced.
So what's the issue? How do you know there's an issue?
There's an issue, Mazik. It's not.
I mean, you can say a lot of things, but the Gemara says better because the Gemara says it's really the same issue.
That's proving.
There's no difference. You don't have to say it's an issue, Mazik.
Well, just the Sir Geneva, I understand. Why is the Sir Geneva telling you on the Tashlum at Geneva? Shouldn't the Sir be an independent? Like it's a losa, I say.
That's your question, right?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, you're saying that if there's no chiyuv tashlumin, then there wouldn't be an issue.
That's the whole institution of this geneva, and the geneva brings tashlumin. Once you say it doesn't bring tashlumin, you're changing the nature of the issue.
But it wouldn't be mutter.
Well, that's a question. You start going to confuse about whether or not it will apply to the local nation without her applies in such a case. Or it's a different issue. Like you have a question, why don't I say the issue of lifneiver? I mean, the Gemara has the best answer. There's absolutely no difference. You're saying it would be an issue mazik, so what's the Gemara supposed to say? That's an issue mazik?
Well, he's saying it's geneva, it's true.
It's Kenea, I would say it's a los ase. Women are equal to men in los ase.
And why is he part of the women as women?
Why? She probably has no money.
So it's a p'tur. That's the Gemara's answer, but if it was an intrinsic p'tur of Tashlumin, it would reflect something on the Maaseh Avera.
But let's say it was a
p'tur. Maaseh Avera is lacking for some reason.
But let's say the p'tur just lasted for everyone. She's part of, doesn't come back. I mean, still she'd be chayav in terms of the Maaseh. It'd be a Maaseh and Isser. Why would you think that Torah Tashlumin should affect the fact that it's a low sas?
Well, you're saying that in this case she's putting from Tashlumin.
Right.
So you have to say that the Yisr is different than where it generates a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Correct? It's different.
Vis-a-vis Tashlumin is different.
Yeah, well, no, but vis-a-vis the Yisr, because it doesn't generate Tashlumin for some reason.
Well, because she has no money. She has never owned.
Well, that's what the Gemara says.
Yeah, that's the Gemara's conclusion.
That's the exact same Issur Geneva. Because otherwise you'd have to say it's not the same Issur Geneva. So you'd have to say the Issur Geneva was minimized. So now we get into a question. If it's minimized, do I still say Devar Rava Devar Talmud? Maybe I don't. I mean, you're going into different areas. You're opening up different possibilities that you'd have to bring rights to when it's not necessary.
we're looking at, I want to say something a little different though.
Yeah.
That the question is who's chayev, for this Avera, right? Like in terms of the case by Avera and the other case is Malkus, who's chayev Malkus, or over here, because it's who's chayev Tashlumin. So you want to go against Tashlumin for the Balabayas. But Bais has the right to tell you, Devarav, Devaratan, Devar Mishomim is the Shliach. He shouldn't have, don't Amma Chayiv. He's the one who's more, it's a more primary Chayivus on the Shliach, because Devarav, Devaratanud. So you can't, so to speak, transfer this Chayivus from the Shliach and say he was just following orders and be Machai the Mishaleach, because Devarav, Devaratanud. But if the Shliach is just Pater, so then of course I can go back to the Mishaleach. The whole argument of Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira is the primary Chayivus should go to the Shliach, not the Mishaleach. But if there's a separate reason why the Shliach is completely Pater, then of course I could go back to the Mishaleach.
And of course...
You can go back to the Mishaleach. Meaning in the case, let's say, of Malkus. Who's going to get Malkus? So should the Shliach get Malkus or should the Mishaleach get Malkus? So you see, Devar Av Devar Talmud tells you that the Malkus goes to the Shliach. He's the one primarily Chayev. Like this, a prime.
You don't say because the shliach couldn't get malchus. That tells that they were the shaleich or get malchus.
Then you say the same thing. Yeah, no, then you would. Then that would be the argument here. If the shliach was not a bar chiyuva, is not subject to malchus.
Yeah.
So then I would say that the mishalech should get the malchus, because you can't say the primus chayv is on the shliach. They're not chayv in this mitzvah and this avera. But the same thing with the chiyuv tashlumin. Who's the primary chayv is lie with the shliach and the mishalech? So ein shliach levar avera tells you the primary chayv should lie with the shliach, so long as they're bar chiyuva.
But you go against her.
That's such an Aveira. Wasn't the Gemara going against him? The Gemara's Havamina. It's saying that if women were really Pater, then you would say that she's does the Gneva and you're Chayev.
She does the Gneva and you're Chayev.
Yeah, so what's the difference whether... You should say. I mean, how could she do an avera? How could it be chayv for her maisa? You still, she's havamim is against the rukhayim.
What's the word? Havamim is that she's pater. There's no avera.
Let's say right.
Because it doesn't generate this tashlumin, so there's no avera.
Right, but still, you should have according to rukhayim. It should still be in shechet v'avera. How could she do the maisa and I'm chayv?
Well, you can't. So that's why. That's why you're not chayav.
And this question is...
That's why she's not chayav. I don't see any questions.
What I'm saying is, Al-Mi'at ha-Homer li'isha ve'evet zu ganvu li d'lav ne'ti yuvaninu ha-chanami d'machayav sholchan. Right, so it's arguing that since an av ne'chi yuvah, the mishalaya should be chayav.
Since an av ne'chi yuvah, so therefore there's no avera.
So therefore the Mechayev should be, the Mishalech should be Chayev.
Right.
Well, you say, yeah, but how about Rav Chaim? Because Rav Chaim is, how's more even entertaining that? How could their action make me Chayev?
Because there's no Divrei Rav.
But Rav Chaim is learning the principle is you can never be Chayev for someone else's Avera.
That's the preservation of the
Avera. Right.
And the Gemara is asking.
We're saying that since you're saying that only applies to Bar Chiyuva, so if I send an Isha or an Eved to do it, so then I should be Chayev, because they're not B'nai Chiyuva in it. Right, so the Rav
Chaim. Yes, it is. Okay. What's the question of Gemara? What's the question? I don't see the question we're going
with. Not from the client. Just not for yet.
I mean, why do you say?
I mean, he said Psha and you said it doesn't work with the client. So you're just saying, well, the Gemara doesn't work with the client. So I don't know. Because the client is holding the logic of Rachel Dravira means you can never be Machai of me for somebody else's action.
That's the final conclusion.
Well, the fun, I mean, yeah, it's fine. If you want to say Rachel Dravira,
that's the principle of Rachel Dravira.
Right.
It's not anymore Gemara saying. That's only by Bar Das, by Bar Chiyuva, that we say that you can't apply the guy's action to another guy. But that principle, if it's not a Bar Chiyuva, you can't apply the guy's action.
Why does it make sense for Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim is far, then why should you be Mechalik?
That's what the Gemara is saying.
No, fine, that's good. So you're saying the Gemara doesn't seem to make sense to Reb Chaim.
It's in the Havamina.
Fine, so then I'm just explaining the Havamina.
The Gemara is working out. The Gemara is working it out. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but he's just working out a different way, but he's saying you can't ask him.
What's your way?
I'm saying that the question is who has the primary hischaivus? Does the shliach have the hischaivus or the mishaleach?
Where do you see primary hischaivus?
Yeah, is who should be, when you have an avera, who should be chayav malchus for this avera? Who should be chayav tashlumin for this avera?
But where do you see primary hischaivus? You're saying when the Gemara says, and Shlichus HaAvera is saying the primary Shlichus is on the Shliach, but the secondary Shlichus is on the Mishalech.
If the Shliach couldn't have been Chayev, then the Mishalech will be Chayev.
How do you know that?
That's the very Shita of Bar Chiyuva. If there's no Chiyev on the Shliach, then the Mishalech is Chayev.
No, that's not what the Gemara means.
Isn't that the Shita?
I was going to say, has Rav say back to you?
Shav hu mozdal ha-davar, ha-sam pata ha-shalayach, damrin anlay, dar-ar, dar-tam, dar-mishamim, la-yil-al-asas.
Right, but if he's not Muzer on it, then the Mishalech is Chayev.
That's right. Then the Mishalech is Chayev, he's not Muzer.
Because the Shlich is not Muzer.
If the Shlich is not Muzer, then the Mishalech will be Chayev.
Right, but if the Shlich is Muzer, then I can't blame the Mishalech, then the Shlich is the one who has the Chayevus.
That's right, so.
You should say that's primary.
Who is this Chayev is going to go after, the Shlich or the Mishalech? So we always say, if the Shlich is Muzer on it.
I get this idea that it goes after both of them.
If the Shlich is not Musar on it, then it will go after the Mishalech.
How do you know?
That's the Gemara. That's the Sheet. That's the Rashi, no?
That's the Kasha also. On the Atta, Yavid Risha is Lav and Nethiyah and the Mechayev, the Shlech should be Chayev.
Right. But not because of the primary Shlech on both of them, in general.
Well, that's what I'm answering, is that...
So what's your point?
Is that this shita is holding? Is that if the shliach could become chayiv, then we're always mechayiv the shliach because they're around divrei Talmud. But if there's no his chayivus on the shliach, then the mishalech will be chayiv. That's the shita. That's what it's holding, and that's why the Gemara's question makes a lot of sense. Because by geneva and isha, if an isha does the geneva, so she can't be chayiv, so then the mishalech should be chayiv.
So what's the Gemara's answer?
The woman is chayev.
What?
The woman is chayev. She's just not chayev. We don't actually, we're not gove until she's divorced, but she really is chayev right away. So then you say the shliach is chayev, the shliach is pater.
Okay. So what's your problem?
No, I'm saying really you could say that the Gemara and the Havamina knew there's an iser of an aveira of geneva, but the issue is not a question of whether there's an aveira and an iser. The issue is where if the shliach has his chayevus. If the shliach has his chayevus, the shliach is chayev because it's divrei rav. And the Shliach has intrinsically no Hizchayivus, then the Mishalech would be Chayiv. That's the Shita, and therefore the Shakur Tari of the Gemara makes sense. But you don't have to say there's no Aveira. If a woman was Pater, that she'd be Mutta for her to steal.
Yes, sir. What's the most sense of the Gemara is that she really is fire.
Right.
And the fact that she doesn't pay has nothing to do with it.
Right.
So why do we have to say that for? Why do you want to say that she's chayav because of the ma'aseh avera no matter?
Because it's not holding that. It doesn't care about the ma'aseh avera, it cares about his chayavus. The whole issue of Ein Shivta v'averus is chayavus. Who are you going to be mechayav for an avera?
What does the Gemara say?
The Gemara concludes that she's really chayav. She really is chayav mamon, and therefore
and
make...
She should have a b'nei chiyuv hand, you know.
Right.
That means that what they're doing is a ma'aseh avera.
Or they're b'nei chiyuva, they're chayiv.
They have to pay the money.
Right.
But not because it's just the ma'aseh avera.
Right, exactly. It has nothing to do with the ma'aseh avera. It has to do with his chayivus. So this shita of Ein Shliach Devar Aveira is learning it's all the question of his chayivus. Who are you going to be mechayiv? The shliach or the mishalech? So if I can be mechayiv the shliach, I'm always chayiv the mishalech because of Devar Rav, Devar Talmud. That tells me that his chayivus should always go to the shliach. But if the shliach is not chayiv, then the mishalech is chayiv. That's why by chotzer, right,